Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, we're going to be taking your questions about Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa in Oahu, Hawaii. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
Client services manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everybody.
And back in our production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Hi, guys. All right. So, no secret, we are all super, super huge fans of Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa. We all just came back from a really great vacation there, had a fantastic time. So, whenever I get a chance to talk about Aulani, I'm excited about that. For this show, I've been gathering up your questions that you've been sending about Aulani so we can save them and do one show. Big Q&A show about it. So we're going to jump right in and get started with our first question. What is the best time of year to visit Aulani? What do you guys think? What's your opinion on the best time of year to visit Aulani?
Yep.
Yes.
Like really, minute. Like any day, any month. Like I've been now a few different times throughout the year. So I've been in November. I've been in February. I've been in May. I've been in July. I think one of those I must have doubled up on because there's one missing. I can tell you temperature-wise, it's pretty consistent. In the summer, it was slightly warmer, but Hawaii temperatures kind of stay right in the 80s. I know there's supposedly a more rainy season. We've never really experienced one. And I think where Aulani is in Ko'olina, I noticed lots of times there was rain on other parts of the island, and Ko'olina...
Ko'olina is I think it's the leeward side of the island.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
And it's a little drier. Mm-hmm. It's actually, they consider it the desert.
Yeah.
It's as you're driving around Oahu, you can obviously see the difference as you enter the Ko'olina area. It's much more arid looking.
So, yeah, you're not going to get those storms out there, but
it does rain at Aulani.
Yeah. It does, for sure. Do agree with you. We liked it a little bit later in the spring. Because mm-hmm. we felt that the waters were warmer for swimming.
We went in March, and while it was lovely, you're right, the temperature outside.
Yeah, perfect.
The water was a little cooler.
What water are we talking about?
The Lazy River.
Oh, okay.
The ocean.
The shower.
The shower? Because I was like, you guys don't really go to the beach, so you're not really in the ocean,
but
are
we
you?
Did...
Been in the ocean.
We go to the ocean and go swimming. Yeah. We are not, let's go down and lay on the beach kind of folks. People try and drag us back into the water.
Because I know you guys had mentioned that to us before.
Hurry up, he's dying. Put water on its skin.
That is the late John Panette.
John Panette.
I have to give credit. If you're going to steal from the best.
That's right.
So going a little bit later, the pool water was just a little bit warmer.
Yeah. Now I can tell you we liked going in February, and we actually did a little bit of research on the ocean temperatures, and they really varied like maybe 2 to 3 degrees over the course of the year. Now, having just been there with you all in May, we did notice it was a little bit warmer in the ocean. We did notice that. Now, that being said, those of us from northern climates,
I was just going to say,
right? You know, that 2 to 3 degree difference is, you know, whatever, because we didn't have any break any ice to get in.
Exactly.
I have friends from the Northeast who say to me, I have relatives who live in Kentucky, and they just opened their pool, and the water in the pool was 70 degrees, and they spent the weekend in the pool. And I think to myself, and you don't have hypothermia? Yeah,
right. Nobody needed to call 911. I don't understand. So, I mean, for a lot of people, you know, in the Northeast, in northern climates, you know, in Canada, we all like to travel over the winter months. We like to escape the winter to go to warmer climates. So I think...
We are hothouse flowers down here.
Yes. And
however, I believe that hits on an important point. The crowds are actually higher in Hawaii during those cooler months, because that's when people generally will go to Hawaii.
I was going to say that. We noticed a difference in how busy the island was. We noticed a difference in how busy Aulani was between February and May.
Yep.
Now, absolutely. We've decided, I think, that even if we went a little bit later than we would normally go, we usually go sometime in the beginning of May. If we went a little bit later towards the end of the month, it would be, that's more of a personal thing. But you asked which is the best time of year to go. Any day that ends in Y. It's exactly. One of those things. Yeah. I can't imagine ever saying no.
I think if you're in hotter places, like hot and humid Florida in the summer, you may want to go in June or July to get to more comfortable temperatures in Hawaii.
Exactly, because right. It's 85 degrees right. And a breeze.
Yeah.
The if you're really concerned about crowds, the only real thing about crowds at Aulani is that it's busier on the weekends.
Yes.
Aulani does draw a lot of locals who will take weekends and visit. So it always seems to be a little bit busy. There's also check-in, check-out days. So a little more hustle and bustle in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the DVC aspect of it, too, yeah. The weekends. A couple of years now, we've been there over Mother's Day, and we've seen a huge influx on that weekend. Mm-hmm. Just people who are...
Right. So holidays where the locals might come to visit. Right. But I think in general, if you're looking at temperature, all year round is great.
Yeah.
If you're looking at crowds, winter is a little bit busier, but certainly not anything to say, oh, I can't go because it might
and
be.
And the thing is this, the resort only has a capacity of so many.
Right.
You know, and it has so, you know, the public areas and all of that. It might mean it might be a little bit harder to get a pool chair. It might mean the kids club's a little busier. But it doesn't mean that it's not like Magic Kingdom busy.
Right.
It's not the difference in going to Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day and January like 12th.
And
you know?
We have been there throughout the year, and it doesn't change the traffic in Oahu.
No, it doesn't.
Traffic in Oahu, just assume that it's going to be busy.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And I will say one thing about the pool chair issue, which is always an ongoing issue people talk about with Aulani. I noticed this time that Aulani had even upped their game a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
As far as keeping that, because there were times we went down a lot and there was always chairs
always,
available.
Yeah.
And the other thing they've done is they've adjusted the rule that if there's anything on a chair before 8 a.m., it's gone when they get there. Mm-hmm. So when they start at 8, anything that has anybody who's put something on a chair,
person.
That stuff's
gone.
We
also got a little note in our room that said if a towel is folded at the mm-hmm. end of the chair, it's available. Did you see that note?
I didn't see that.
If there's enough staff out there now that when they see chairs not being used, they take everything off it. And if a towel is folded up at the end of the chair, you're welcome to that chair.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're really trying. I mean, and this is not specific to Aulani. Let me tell you,
it's the same on Disney Cruise Line.
Any resort, any cruise ship, this is a known problem. People will get up at 5 a.m. to put their stuff out on what they perceive to be the best chairs
right.
and hold them, even though they're not coming down till 11 a.m. This has been a problem in every resort, I think, that's ever been since the beginning of time. There will always be those people that believe they're entitled to that. And I think what happens is there's people who believe they're entitled to it, and then there's everybody else who has to react to it. So you realize that because this is happening, well, now I have to do
it. This mob mentality.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. Or if I don't, I'm not going to have anything. So then it snowballs into something crazy. But
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to our next question. It seems like there's a lot of discounts for Aulani this year. Are they having trouble filling rooms? I plan to go in 2019 and wonder if this trend of discounts will continue. Tracy, will you get out your crystal ball?
I will.
And see how, right. 2019.
Yeah. So I can tell you this. I don't believe there's that many more this year than there have been previous years. Aulani's always had some sort of a discount going on. Like anywhere, like any Disney product, when it's more popular and kids are out of school, there tends to be less discounts. But overall... there were some through the summer this year, so maybe that's a little bit different.
Thing that I see that they're doing with discounts is they're trying new things.
Yes.
So at one point it was the free transportation.
Yep.
Another time it was the resort credit every night. Then it was time off the room. I think they have yet to find that sweet spot of here's what's going to make people come.
I think we talked about that with Royal Caribbean on a previous show, where Royal Caribbean is just the dollar value is kind of always the same, but they're just trying different marketing things because different things will reach different people.
I also think we've noticed the trend is that there are less visitors to the United States from mm-hmm. foreign countries.
Yeah.
And I won't even get into why, but it's decreased a little bit.
Could have been a trend this year for sure. That's what Aulani saw. Mm-hmm. So I think that what you're going to find is into the future, it's always going to be, you know, some point you'll find a discount.
Yeah, I think certain times a year they're always going to be offering something.
Or they're going to offer you a free breakfast one day.
Yep. Then I think they found that offering resort credit, offering a dining credit, those are the things that tend to appeal to people the most because this is what people hear the most. It's expensive in Hawaii.
Right.
So if
I also think it's, it's like getting something for free.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about it at a different time. Even though you've paid for the dining plan, while you're there, it kind of feels like it's free.
Yep.
And as far as 2019 goes, nobody knows what the future holds. You know, yeah. Disney could be, Alani could become very, very popular and they'll never have to run a discount again.
Or, I hope that's not true.
Or it could ebb and flow and be the right. other way. So
as long as my
at this
room
point,
is
we don't even really have 18 going on.
Right.
So we're just starting to see some 18 stuff populate. So to predict what's happening in 19, we kind of can't. I think in general to say that there will always be discounts during less popular times is kind of the norm in this industry.
Well, that's true. I think if you look for, if you did any research on Hawaii, you can find Absolutely. That across the board. Yep. I don't think that's specific to Aulani. Yep.
A couple things to keep in mind too, when you're looking at pricing, especially with flights, if you're flying away from the weekend, often you'll find, you know, better rates. If you can make your week vacation midweek to midweek, you may find that, you know, flight detail or flight prices are considerably less.
That's kind of true a lot of the time for everything.
Yeah. But
do we think now, so next to Aulani is the new Four Seasons. We visit the Four Seasons. Very lovely. It's not Aulani at all. You know,
it's very modern and very sterile. It's very minimalist.
Also within Ko'olina is a Marriott resort, and there is another resort going in next door. Much talk about what that might be, but so very possibly what we might see is that there might be in excess of hotel rooms available.
Speaking about that spot, we've been going to Hawaii now for a couple of years, and since the very first day I set foot in Ko'olina, everybody wants to tell you about, and it's always said with this dread, such and such is moving in there, and it's going to happen. And everybody has an inside source who tells you that that piece of land next to Aulani is going to be something, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be soon. They have not put a shovel in the ground.
I think the last time they were there. There was construction equipment, but we couldn't tell if it was like...
Yeah, no, they were starting to dig and stuff. Cove.
So something's going to go in there for sure. We just don't know.
Do you know what I also noticed? I also noted the wedding place was closed this time.
Hmm.
Every time we've been, there's always been weddings. You know the wedding place that's beside?
Yeah, I can say there's two.
Aulani.
The one is still open. I understand the other one has closed.
Yeah, so the one that faces the beach, that one... is closed now. So I don't know if that's going to be part of, whatever, you know, that whole area being, you know, taken over by somebody else.
But I think the idea here is that, you know, you may see Disney have to lower their price if there's more hotel rooms
there might be.
To yeah. fill, like any other place in the world. All right, let's move on to our next question. I will be visiting Oahu next year, but not staying at Aulani. Do they allow visitors if I am not a resort guest? What can I do there as a non-resort guest?
Feel bad about yourself.
Feel sad that you did not book at Aulani. You could absolutely visit the resort. You can go in and take a look around and
restaurants,
shops, visit the lobby, you know, take it all in.
Make spa appointments. Mm-hmm.
You cannot use the pool. You cannot use the lazy river. You can't use the slides or any of that stuff.
You can access the beach. All beaches in Hawaii are open to the public.
But you can't use a chair.
That's right.
That is true. They have a system where you get a wristband as a resort guest, and they give you a little wristband for the day. And each wristband is a different color, so you can know what day you're there. They know what day you're there.
What's fun is to see the kids who have been there for a week, and the wristbands go all the way up to their elbow.
It's cute. You can't use the kids' club. That's for resort guests only.
You can't get a towel without like, a room key.
Yep. You would not be able to use the exercise facility, the fitness room, even though you could make a reservation at the spa. I believe this is, you know, expect this of any resort you would visit.
Right.
You know, you can't use the specific amenities for resort guests. Absolutely go and visit. See what you're missing by not visiting Aulani. Anything to add to that?
I don't think so. I think you got it.
I think we've threatened them enough.
Really? All right. Our next question. Do you recommend staying at different resorts while on Oahu, or should I spend the whole time at Aulani? Is there enough to do to fill a longer stay, 7+ days of vacation?
Well, we were just there for 12, and my fingernail marks are in the floor as you dragged me out.
I think the difference is what you want on the vacation. You know, because what we all do is we use Aulani as our home base. So we're not sitting at the resort every day, all day. We have car rentals. We're visiting the island. We're coming back to Aulani each day. So I think it depends. I can tell you, I stayed in Waikiki one night, and I will never stay there again. That has no appeal to me whatsoever. I would much rather drive into Waikiki for the afternoon and drive right back out again and go back to my peaceful existence in Coalina.
I guess I don't understand if you're going. I can't think of another resort on Oahu, but I don't know. I've not stayed at another resort. If you were going to stay 10 days, what else would you expect from a resort other than what could they offer more than what Aulani offers?
I think that there are some people who might want to experience Waikiki that way, being at a resort at Waikiki and that sort of thing. We are not resort hopping people, right? We are definitely
You said it on another show. I am an absolute unpacker.
Right.
And the only way I'm repacking that suitcase is when you're dragging me out and I have to go home.
There is on the North Shore, Turtle Beach. Is that what it's called? Turtle Bay. Thank you. And so I could see the appeal of, you know, especially a family wanting to stay on the North Shore and being in the middle of that action. Now, as I said, we have car rentals, so we drive in and we enjoy the North Shore for the day and then come back to Aulani.
And how far is the North Shore from Oahu or from Aulani? What is it, a half hour? 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's maybe like 14 miles or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then depending on how north you're going, how far around the island you're going. So there's maybe that. But I can tell you for us, being able to have the home base, I know for some people as well, they'll want to do it for price. They'll look for some of the cheaper hotels in Waikiki. I can tell you Waikiki is a city. So think about any American city. The only difference is it's absolutely beautiful. And when you get to the end of that very busy side street, there's a beautiful ocean you're looking at.
Exactly.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Waikiki is beautiful, but it's a busy city.
We stayed right on the beach. And it's Fifth Avenue in New York City at its busiest, a hotel, and then there's a beach. Mm-hmm. And the beach is small. The beach is narrow. And the beach is subway at rush hour crowded. It's very hard to see sand.
Yeah.
That was my opinion of it. Beautiful.
Yeah. And there will people who will describe that and they'll think, oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Right.
And so you know what you're like and what you would enjoy. I mean, everybody is different. I can say for us, having that peaceful existence in Coalina, the fact that we can go to the beach and I'm not elbow to elbow with people, that we're in the little lagoon, you know, it's a beautiful sandy bottom. I love it there. I love the peacefulness of it when I can go and enjoy the island. To me, it's the best of both worlds.
We joke that when you pull into Aulani, you go,
exactly.
And you exhale. Like any Disney vacation, you might say to yourself, well, I can't afford to stay at the Grand Floridian every day. So you might want to spend time at a lesser expensive resort. That might be a reason for staying at more than one resort.
I was not judging people price thing, but I don't know what another resort. I guess my question was, I don't understand what another resort, other than location, if you wanted to surf on the North Shore or you wanted to be in that atmosphere, I don't know what another resort could offer you that Aulani doesn't, if it's not price or location.
Yeah, the two things would be price or location for sure. And again, we went into the Four Seasons, and Four Seasons is Four Seasons, and that's their reputation of high service. I didn't find there are people there who are any more customer service friendly than at Aulani.
And it was just different. It's a different atmosphere. Aulani has a very welcoming. I found the Four Seasons, and this might appeal to some people, very minimalist, very modern, almost with a cold feeling to it.
It's interesting to see that resort next to Aulani.
Mm-hmm. It's very stark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That feels out of place now, given the architecture of Aulani. All right, we'll move on to our next question. We will be at Aulani for 5 nights this fall. Do I really need a car? We're mainly planning on just hanging out at the resort, maybe going across the street or to Costco or Target once.
You know what? First of all, let me say, and not to judge your trip, you should do it any way you want. But I think it would be unfortunate to go to Hawaii, to go to Oahu, to enjoy Aulani, which we all agree is amazing, and not see the rest of Hawaii, or the rest of the island, to not see the rest of Oahu, because until you get to drive the North Shore, until you get to be out amongst the people and enjoy Oahu, I don't think you're getting the true feel of what Hawaii is. Mm-hmm. And so a car rental affords you that.
I think driving around the island past Diamond Head, up towards what they call the blowhole, I lose track of direction in Hawaii. I don't know what it is. I don't know north from south, east, or west.
Here's the deal. You are totally in vacation mode.
I do.
You are content to let me drive everywhere and get us to where we need to go.
Content or relinquishing the control that he needs. I think they're the same thing, right?
Oh, wow.
Do you want me to drive, John? No.
Because you don't know where you're going.
Okay.
You don't know,
I don't know if it's north or south, but as you go up around Diamond Head, there is some of the most gorgeous scenery.
Yeah.
Is that north?
Yeah, you're traveling northeast around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I guess that was my bottom line. And I don't think John's really a control freak. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, do you need a car? Do you have to have a car? I believe for a 5-night vacation, you don't need to have a car for sure.
I don't think you do.
You can get transportation from the airport.
Yeah.
There's the Coalina shuttle that will take you around Coalina. You can easily walk across the street to the ABC store, to Monkey Pod, to the restaurants that are over there.
There was one that would take you to the outlets.
Right.
And at the outlets, there was a shuttle that would take you to Waikiki.
Yep.
So
you could get around. One thing I would suggest, you need to pay to get from the airport to Aulani. It's not Disney, there's no, or World, there's no Magical Express.
Yep.
So what I would maybe suggest is renting a car for that one day. So rent, get a one-way car rental, use Alamo because there's an Alamo location at Aulani, and pick up your car on your way, assuming your flight gets in early enough for you to do this. I mean, obviously, flight length of time you've been flying is going to impact this. But if we get in earlier in the day, we get the car. We stop at Target and Costco on the way. Mm-hmm. We've picked up our supplies. We return the car at Alamo when we get there so we don't have to pay the parking fee. And you do want to calculate that if you are deciding to rent a car, $37 a night for parking. So do calculate that into your deciding. And then you're at Aulani for the 5 nights if you're not going to use a car. If you have a flight later in the day on the last day, and we did this our first trip, our flight wasn't until like 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. So the last day we rented a car first thing in the morning from Aulani and returned it at the airport that night. And that was the day we drove the island. So we hadn't seen the rest of the island too much until then. And we had done a couple things, but we had rented a car and we drove the island before we went to the airport. So maybe there are still some things you could do without renting a car the whole time,
for
to
sure.
give you a little bit of everything.
The other thing is in the middle of your vacation, you can rent a car right at Aulani and return it right at Aulani. So you don't have to pay a parking fee and you'd have a car for the whole day.
Yep.
Answer your question. You don't need to. You don't have to. There are ways around it. We think that for convenience, you should have a car for at least a day, if not more.
Yeah. And do book
that car. I can't imagine any American going to Oahu and not visiting Pearl Harbor.
I also find that the rentals, I agree. I want to say I agree with that. I also find the rentals on Oahu not to be that terribly expensive.
Yeah, I find the same thing.
I mean, there are places we've gone where you thought, I can't believe how high this rental is.
Right.
You can find a reasonable rental car price.
I would suggest as well, do book your rental in advance if you are going to do Alamo, even from Aulani. Try to pick your day you're going to do it in advance. I've even to the point where, like, I'm in my room before I go down to pick up the car. I book it online. I get downstairs. I ask what the rate is. It's always higher when you show up at the door than what I was able to book in advance.
Right.
So do book it in advance on their website.
The other thing I would say, too, is the airport in Oahu is going through a lot of improvements, and a lot of their rental car companies are going what they call on airport property. You can actually walk across the area from baggage pickup to a lot of these rental car places and get your car very easily. You don't have to get on a shuttle. You don't have to get on a tram or anything like that. So it's a very convenient process for sure.
Now I want to go back.
We're not even done with our questions yet.
I know.
All right, moving on. I hear that there's very little to do at Aulani at night. Is this true? I don't want to sit in my room watching TV at 8 o'clock every night.
Well, as people who sit in their room every night at 8 p.m. watching TV, we take offense
to
that.
You are not telling the truth. You are both in your room every night at 8 p.m. working.
That is
well,
true.
There's something
but the
else.
TV's on.
There's something else, too. I find, for some reason, at Aulani, we get up earlier.
We do.
We're out and about, and we're doing stuff very early in the morning. So by the time it gets dark out at night, we want to relax in the room.
Let's just answer the question.
Sure.
Yes, there's not a lot to do at Aulani at night.
I can also tell you that I noticed a difference when we went in May as opposed to February. I found in February it got dark earlier, so things closed earlier. In May, it was light out longer, so the pools were still open until 8 o'clock, whereas when I was there over the winter months and it got dark, by 6 o'clock the pools were closed.
The pools and the beach close.
There is a lounge where they'll have evening entertainment, where there's playing live entertainment at night.
And there is the luau that happens at night.
And there are other, like, you know, we talked about restaurants, other restaurants, Monkey Pod. There is also a luau that happens up the street, Paradise Cove, I believe.
Correct.
There are other hotels, as well as a golf course, where there's other restaurants that you could enjoy in the evenings. So you could certainly make plans to do other things in the evenings as well.
But yes, Aulani is quiet at night.
I would say it's pretty quiet at night. If you've been on a Disney ship, Disney ships kind of get quiet at night
they
too.
Do, yep.
You know, it's kind of like dinner and the show, and it's kind of all over at that point.
But there is
I
that whole
think
nightclub
it's the audience.
District. Where
there is
do.
There.
If you
yeah.
really wanted to.
And
there is not that at Aulani.
No.
Well, it's like any beach kind of resort. Any beach you go to, it basically, once it gets dark, you know, there's some people who will be walking the beach. But for the most part, people go back to their rooms and they socialize and they're drinking or watching TV do that. It's
sleeping.
It's just, it's different. Yeah. So
we do find that we get up much earlier in Aulani because your day, first of all, it's sunny earlier and your day starts, you know, and there's a lot to do during the day.
Yeah.
So I find by that time at night, I'm ready to calm down and sit down and...
How many nights at 8 o'clock we've all said we're not going to sleep? Yeah. We're not going to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Some days, at first, it's kind of hard to get over the time change and the jet lag and stuff. So 8 o'clock seems like about 3 o'clock in the morning. And you say, we've actually sat there and had the discussion and tried to keep each other awake until 10 o'clock.
8 o'clock was my actual bedtime on the last trip because I had to set my alarm for 1:30 a.m.
Do you feel like you got gypped out of your vacation
yeah.
a little?
I got totally robbed by my vacation this time. But... I mean, I had to stay on East Coast time.
Right.
So that was fun. But even without that, by 8-ish, we're really in the room for the evening. And like you said, back up at it early in the morning.
I also want to go back and say, too, I'm sorry, 5 nights is not long enough.
Yeah.
I think you need at least 7 nights.
I also think where you're coming from. Like, if you were flying from the West Coast and it was a 6-hour flight, I think that changes it a little bit.
Or if you're on your way to Australia.
Sure. Sure. I think there's, you know, there's times, but I couldn't. I think our first time we went and we brought the agents, I think that was 5 nights.
I agree with you. Because we're flying from the East Coast, it does take me a day or two to get acclimated.
This first time we had 10 nights, and that's the longest we've had. We've decided 10 nights is now the minimum.
Yes, I've been told.
We had 12 nights this time, and we've decided that that's not enough.
Yeah, it's just because, like you said, I lose the first 2 days. I have a really hard time adjusting to the time, and you always lose the last day because you're crying because you have to go home. So with that, I have a week.
Exactly. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you think you would want to stay as long in a regular hotel room at Aulani, or is it because it's the DVC with a refrigerator and a kitchen?
I've been as close to a regular hotel room as you can get. So, like, we stayed in the studio, and that's a regular hotel room with a little bit bigger of a fridge. I would much prefer a one-bedroom, and we've decided that we're really going to try to do that going forward. It was a little bit difficult. It helped because we had your grand villa to go down the hall to. So that made it easier for us for this trip. But I think... you know, 10 nights in a regular hotel room. And I also say that, I say all the time, if clients booking like 2 adults, 2 kids are staying in a regular hotel room, I don't know how you're doing that.
That's tight.
But
that's
I also only have one kid who happens to be 21 now, so I'm empty nesting. So it's just a different reality.
Just so everyone knows, John and I don't get the grand villa all by ourselves. There are 3 families and we all pool all of our DVC points and we split that. But
you have Aulani guilt you have to explain.
I do have
Aulani guilt.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like, wow.
We could have the whole villa to ourselves if we wanted.
Yeah.
We could.
It's
we could. If it was just the two of us, I think a hotel room, I would still have that same feeling.
Yeah.
I think the option.
It wouldn't matter to you. It's just as long as you're at Aulani, you
don't
care.
That's right. I told you, I said the other day, I would be happy to sleep in the garden shed. I think we've realized that the option of having a place to set up your computer, having the chair to sit and watch TV as opposed to doing everything sitting on your bed, eating, drinking, sleeping, working, I think we have come to really appreciate that level of luxury. But yeah, I can't imagine being at Aulani and not...
Well, no, the regular rooms at Aulani are bigger. They do have a desk and a chair where you could do work. Do they have a separate seating chair? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've actually been in one. So I don't believe it's as, you know, it's not, you know, all-star music.
What other kind of chairs are there?
You know, like a lounging chair, oh, like a soft,
as opposed to like a desk chair,
as opposed to a seating chair.
All right. Wow, he's tough on you today.
He is. He's just calling me out on everything. Sorry.
I want to be in the car on the way home.
when we talk about, would you stay in a regular hotel room versus, you know, is that okay? And you're like, I don't care where I stay. I did throw a little hissy fit because our view wasn't perfect. So, you know.
We got to our room and we were too low in the building. There were trees in the way. And you talk about me having, I'm always the one who's told, you know, he's picky. Yeah. I was so tired by the time I got there, I was ready to just lay down in the hallway. So I finally sat down in the room, and they went down to the front desk to see if we could move. And I sat there praying, please don't move, please don't move, please don't move.
We booked an ocean view room, and I couldn't see the ocean. I could see treetops.
From none of his four balconies could he see the ocean.
No, it's only one giant balcony. It's the one.
The funny thing was when I got balcony. There, he's like, I'm not very proud of it. Yeah, I got to say, it wasn't my finest moment.
I did throw a hissy fit. All right, we'll move on to the next question. I heard you talk about the fact that you give, Dreams Unlimited Travel gives refillable resort mugs if I book through you. Can I use DVC points to book with you and still get the mugs? Back to the old, can you book DVC with Dreams Unlimited Travel?
No.
No.
Basically, it's this, and I know because it has Disney in the title, it's confusing, and I 100% understand why it's confusing. But if I can give you an analogy, if you booked with AAA Travel, would we still send you a mug? No. And it's the same thing. Disney Vacation Club is a travel agency. They just operate in points instead of dollars, and they operate on a membership. So they are a different travel agency. They're really kind of our competition. So just as we wouldn't give you the mugs if you booked with any other travel agency, we can't give you the mugs if you booked with Disney Vacation Club. Because things like mugs, shipboard credit, gift baskets, they all come out of the commission that we get paid as a travel agency. If there's no commission, while it would be generous for us to give you mugs,
really?
It wouldn't be very wise business decision.
Well, I get this question a lot with ABD. Can I use DVC points right. and still get your early booking discount? And that's like, no, you've booked with a different travel agency right. and now I'm going to give you money off your vacation.
And can't you totally understand why people...
Of course.
Because it says it's Disney right in the title, right?
Right?
So you can totally understand why people think that. And so if we can just kind of be that clear with it, they are another travel agency. So
I got a question the other day. Someone had used credit card reward points to book their travel. And they said, well, why can't I book that through you? Again, that credit card reward point system is a travel agency.
Right.
So you're using your points instead of money.
It's even more confusing because people with Disney visas earn reward points. And we can use those as payment.
Because they use they convert their reward points to a Disney gift card.
Right.
And Disney gift cards can be used as payment.
So I can understand where people get confused. Disney's never a straight line.
Yeah.
So your DVC points for something else and book your Alani with us.
Exactly. For sure. Again, you know, anything DVC related, we cannot book.
Using DVC points and then come exactly. see us. You'll make out better.
But we can book you a DVC room if it's available at the quote-unquote cash price, at the dollar price as opposed to points. So if you're looking for one of those one-bedrooms or something bigger, we can do that for you.
And a lot of my clients, those are the rooms I book. We talk about the different benefits, and in almost all cases, they end up in a one-bedroom.
And that's why I asked that question about would you be as happy in a resort or a regular room. I don't believe for 12 nights I could do a regular resort room. I would have to have a bigger room. With a better view.
I think more because of the way we do Aulani now, because we like to do some grocery shopping and cook our own meals. We like it's kind of like a beach house feel.
That's exactly the words I used this past time. We actually cooked more this past time. We made dinners and breakfasts. And I feel like when I go there and we do this and we get the big room and we all share it and you guys came over, I feel like we have a beach house.
Right.
And I really, really enjoy that feeling.
And for some people, they wouldn't. For some people, the idea that they had to cook and that they had laundry to do or were able to do their laundry, that is not appealing at all.
How many times have people said that? I'm on vacation. I can't believe you're doing laundry on vacation.
There are different kinds of vacation for different people.
Exactly. And so if your room is going to be where you sleep and shower and you're going to be on the beach all day or by the pool all day and you're, you know, part of going out for meals and going out for dinner is part of the appeal for you, I think a room is going to be more comfortable for you.
Yeah, I find that there's not the – that cooking at Aulani is certainly easier than – I don't know if easier is the right word. It's a little more fun at home because, first of all,
than at home.
I have, what did I say?
It's a little more fun than at home.
Than at home. I have a beautiful view out the window of the ocean and
someone comes and cleans up every couple of days.
Right. So it's, everybody did vacations differently, but it's all there. It's all available to you if that's what you're looking to do.
Awesome. All right. Our next question. Can I charge food and purchases on my room key at Aulani, like other Disney resorts? Or do I need to carry cash and credit cards with me?
I put them in the safe. Everything is charged to the room. I have that room key.
Yep.
And I think. I still have it.
Do you also still have your really good room?
I don't still have my Star Class suite. I did have it up until I went to Aulani. It's not back there. I only took it out when I went to Aulani. And I would open it up every time and still remind John that one time I had a better room than him.
That one time.
She says that
every day.
Like any other Disney resort, you do is you can leave a credit card on file with the front desk and you can have charging privileges back to that key. Great option. Everybody in your room can have a different credit card if you want. Yep. Disney, they will spend the time and make sure everyone has.
Because we all share this big 3-bedroom villa, everybody has their own their own bill.
And the other thing as well, if you don't want the charges to go on your credit card, while you leave your credit card for incidental charges, at any point you can go down and make payments. So, you know, we had a couple Disney gift cards with us. So we were still charging on our room key throughout the resort, and we brought our gift cards down halfway through the trip and applied them to our room balance.
It's great to go out to the beach or the pool with just your card.
Yep. We went down and we decided that I was going to charge some things to my debit card instead of letting it go on my credit card. So you can do that at any point, but the convenience of only having your room key with you, can't beat it. Especially when you're by the pool, you're in the ocean, not having to carry your wallet with you.
Were you the one who told me about those spring rolls? No, it was Heather. Heather told us about those spring rolls at the Ulu Cafe. I think I had them 3 or 4 times.
We're going to do a future show on some of our eats this past trip. We haven't had a chance to put that together just
yet. There's Kevin foreshadowing again.
He is foreshadowing on his crystal ball. All right, our next question. How long does it take to get from Aulani to other places on the island? For example, Pearl Harbor, Waikiki, the North Shore, etc. So super important to know that Oahu is, in my opinion, a very small island.
Yes.
Some people might disagree and say it's a very large island, but 27 miles tip to tip, end to end, bottom to top.
The first time we went, I had asked somebody how far it was to Kailua, and she kind of grasped her pearls and went, that's on the other side of the island. And I thought, well, how far is that? And she said, that is 22 miles. And I thought, it's like 40 miles to the mall.
Exactly. So for those of us who are used to driving places, the distance isn't an issue. The biggest problem on Oahu is that there are really only 3 major highways, and they are jammed.
Especially H1, H2, and H3.
Especially during rush hour traffic. On more than one occasion, we've been in traffic on H1 for a very long time. So the time can vary, but if you time it just right, I mean, we've been to Waikiki in like 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, we've been to Pearl Harbor in 15 minutes.
It also depends on the route you take. Yep. If you're going to drive directly across to the North Shore and there's no traffic, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're going to go around the island to the North Shore, it's increases dramatically, especially
if you're going to stop and have lunch or enjoy the season. You know, it's a whole day trip.
From Aulani to Pearl Harbor, I would say it's 12 or 13 miles.
Probably, yeah.
And depending on traffic, it can be 12 or 13 minutes.
But people are out there Google checking you
I'm sure they are.
And if you're going to the North Shore, keep in mind weekends are very busy up there. It's one lane, one direction traffic all along the North Shore. The most beautiful drive you'll ever have. And there's times where you're driving, and as a passenger, I'm like literally 5, 10 feet from the ocean. It's beautiful. But it is 2 lanes. So you can imagine the North Shore with all the locals and tourists heading up there for the weekend, it can get very, very busy. One of the things that we see in Oahu that we absolutely love is that on weekends, as soon as Friday comes, we see all of the campsites set up on the beaches, you know, all the tents, you know, the very large ohanas, the very large families. And we've talked to, on more than one occasion, some locals, and they say that's a real big form of entertainment for them. They're very big on family, and ohanas could be, you know, could be friends and cousins. It doesn't necessarily mean blood relatives, but you'll see it constantly. 3-4 large tents set up with common areas, and this is how they spend their weekends. You know, think about, they're on an island. So it's not right. Like, you know, like here you might decide that you're going to Tampa for the weekend, or you might decide this is, you know, this is their weekend.
It's also part of their culture.
And very much so.
Part of their culture.
They explained to us that one of the things that they like to do is they talk story. Mm-hmm. And that fascinated me. Mm-hmm. And that's just talking about family history.
Yeah.
I would tell you that if you're going to Waikiki, expect to pay to park.
Yes, definitely.
Waikiki is like it's like the New York City of Oahu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much the only place that you can park in Waikiki is a paid parking lot.
Right.
Some of them might be surface lots where you prepay and you get a little ticket for your car. Other might be there's if a big you're parking
paying
structure.
Right. If you're paying at a parking structure that's attached to a shopping complex or a dining complex, you'll probably be able to get a little bit of validation so that you don't pay as much. But
like what? I'm tall and I'm handsome.
And handsome, smart.
You was pretty. Really.
It's just expect to pay to park in Waikiki.
Yeah.
I don't think anything is far away.
No.
And I believe that if your idea is I need to get from A to B, you can do it quite quickly. Right. I think part of the charm of Oahu is taking the time to enjoy the ride, mm-hmm. not to get too weird and philosophical.
Say all the time that if we drive over to Kailua.
And
is that H2?
Yeah, it's H2.
If you drive over H2 from Hawaii or from Olani to Kailua, which is one of my favorite spots on the whole island.
It's one of the most beautiful drives in the world.
I found a house the last time. There's Kailua and Wanakai, and I decided I wanted this house, so our friend Kathy was trying to figure out how much it was, and it's only $6 million. So
like, could the rest of us rent points and maybe come stay at your house?
We did not accept DVC points for a house in Wanakai.
What if we all went in together and we're like, well, where would we sleep? 800 people. But John says all the time, the H2 drive from Alani to the other side of the island is the most beautiful drive in the world.
Yeah.
All right. Drive through Jurassic Park, basically.
You do. Speaking of driving, we'll do one more question for our Alani question and answer show. And it says, in one of your shows, you mentioned driving, quote, around the island. Can you really drive around the perimeter of the island? And how long does it take?
There's actually one spot. There's one area where you can't. Yeah, there's, and I think it's actually... I actually think there's military things happening up there. Right. So there's a certain area, because we've tried.
That's and we've up kind by the of gone, northern North Shore.
Yeah, and we've kind of gone as far as we could, and it's like, okay, pretty sure we're not supposed to be here anymore. Right. So you kind of have to turn around. So there's one spot that stops you from doing a complete loop, but for the most part, we drive around that island every trip. We do it at least twice, because we like to do it in both directions.
We found this trip, we sort of veered off where we usually went, and we went a little bit further, and we skirted the ocean in different places. So that's nice, too, is sort of explore something different.
We also found something this time that we hadn't done before that was one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen on Earth, the Waimea Valley.
Oh, yeah, the Waimea Valley. Yeah.
And I had not driven in there before. I had not seen it before. And it was breathtaking.
So would this be an appropriate place for me to issue my formal apology to the people of Hawaii for completely butchering their language, now that you've all seen my public humiliation at John's complete delight.
That was great. A poster of you at the airport.
There might be. Oh, my gosh.
The best part was he said, oh, I wanted to teach you Hawaiian. No, you wanted to teach Tracy Hawaiian.
I know. And Chris said, oh, that's not a good idea. Yeah, I'm sorry, Hawaii.
It came to all of us endlessly.
I'm sorry.
One more point I want to make about driving around the island. This last time, we noticed we did it on a weekend, and there was a lot of little farm stands.
Mm-hmm. And farmers markets.
Farmers markets and little places to visit. So again, it is not about, not to be, you know, a poster. It's not the destination. It's the journey. So enjoy every minute of driving around that island.
I would make a suggestion that if you're going to drive around the island and you have 2 weekends within your trip, do it on the first weekend, because what we did was we saved this towards the end of our trip, and we couldn't take advantage of the farm stands and the farmers markets.
Beautiful fruit
because
and vegetables.
We were getting ready. We were only had a couple days left, and it did make sense to stock up. Mm-hmm. So if you could do that earlier in your trip, I also understand that different towns have arts markets mm-hmm. and flea markets and things during the weekend. So do some research about when you're going and where you're going and what you're missing.
Agreed.
Let's sum it up. We love Alani.
We do.
We love
Is
Hawaii.
Is that not obvious?
You know,
people are probably sick of us
And you know what? More than that, I love Oahu. I love the Hawaiian people. We went to a movie one of our last evenings.
Did you really?
We did. It was a new theater over, what's that little town we go to where the Target and everything
Kapolei.
Is?
Kapolei.
There's a new theater over there. So we went to enjoy it. It was the most amazing experience. Hawaiians go to movies as families. Like, they bring blankets and pillows. They have small kids in strollers. There was four kids in strollers in our movie. I've never seen anything like it. There were multi-generational families coming to see this movie. They brought, like I said, pillows and blankets. The kids were in pajamas. It was like the coolest experience.
We loved it.
What did we see? Oh, I think we saw Fast and Furious.
Because that's a kid's movie.
It was, right? But it was just like, it was like, of course it's like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
It was exactly the way I wanted it to be.
Exactly, because that's the way they are, again, as a people.
Exactly.
We've done a cruise around Hawaii mm-hmm. on the Pride of America, and I loved seeing all the islands. Mm-hmm. However, we have realized that after seeing the islands and what there is to offer, everything that we love is available on the island of Oahu.
Yep.
So it's, I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's
home for us. We've seen the other islands. I'm glad I've seen the other islands. They're very beautiful. Each of the islands has different appeal. Oahu is where we like to be.
Let's go back. Okay. Let's go back. Excellent. Thank you guys very much for that conversation. Thank you everybody at home for listening and watching this week. We appreciate it. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.